It is a view after Liverpool went to Old Trafford. They got beat 3-2. Sean, by the time we've got the Isak news, you sort of at a point, I think, where expectation becomes a bit skewed. You talked on the pre-match warm-up about United being very up and down in terms of proficiency and threat. You know, they can be really high in terms of high press shots in terms of percentile, but then also, you know, quite low defensively on other numbers, and clearly there are weaknesses to them which we'll come on to in the show. But you look at that Liverpool side, particularly its bench, and wondering, you know, just how Liverpool and Slot firstly deal with the punches of no Isak, and Kerkez also, I'd say, being a blow in terms of you probably don't think he can start this one. I might be wrong. And also what then transpires in terms of the first 15-20. So what were you expecting versus what we got?
I think going on Friday, Saturday, expecting and hoping, obviously two different things. So I was hoping that Liverpool would take advantage of some of Manchester United's weaknesses in that. And the perfect thing is you've got the tape from Leeds. And I think Manchester United got a bit of a pass for their performance and some of the issues that night, because I think the red card's a complete red herring. In that, because they get the red card and then they... I think Leeds panic a little, and Manchester United are galvanised by going down to 10 men. And I think by the time that finishes, everyone's got a distorted view of what actually happens. Leeds have pummeled them for 50 minutes. And I think the XG off the top of my head was three times in favour of Leeds as opposed to Manchester United after 50 minutes. Not 15, 50. And what Leeds do a load of things really well, but what Leeds do is they pretty much attack in sort of a 3-2-5.